Hundreds of people gathered in Santa Cruz to commemorate the city's taking down of its last El Camino Real mission bell. They were placed in and around 21 missions in California, from the San Francisco Bay Area south to Los Angeles, more than 100 years ago, as a means to promote tourism to the missions. But Native American descendants of those enslaved in the missions say those symbols glorify the Catholic Church's genocide. Mary Lopez Kiefer is with the San Luis Rey Luseño tribe.
The mission bells, whenever I hear them, I have an overwhelming feeling of anxiety. That's historical trauma. It pains me to hear a mission bell.
That's why the Santa Cruz City Council voted unanimously to remove the bells after descendants of Native Americans enslaved in the mission system demanded truth and reconciliation. This day, people gathered for the removal of the last bell in the city, making Santa Cruz the first in California to remove its mission bells. Valentin Lopez is chair of the Ama Mutsin tribe, whose ancestors historically lived in the Santa Cruz area.
Slavery of California Indians was legal in California to 1937.
People then marched to the last mission bell for its removal to find it already gone. Someone had removed it hours before the ceremony, according to local authorities. While California tribes, like the Ama Mutsin, say they want the state to follow Santa Cruz's lead and remove the remaining mission bells, someone else might beat California to it. I'm Christina Onestet reporting for National Native News.